The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. Got to get right to it this morning. It's one of those 5 pound, 10 pound days. 5 pound bag, 10 pounds of you know what. So we got NCAA basketball. Both Marquette and Wisconsin men are dancing. Marquette women dancing as well. Bucks get a win yesterday. Vondre Campbell takes his airing of grievances to Twitter. We got a lot of stuff to get to. We got a lot of important sports stuff to get to. Oh, by the way, the two free agents say that they want to play with Jordan Love. The irony of ironies. But before we get to any of those things, it occurred to me 20 minutes ago that Gabe, are we friends? I can't hear you.
Got my microphone on. There we go.
There it is.
Take a week off.
Wrong
and
one.
Had
the wrong one up.
Was hey, that wasn't on me.
He's got
Chewy's microphone on still. I don't know
echo.
What's going on.
Is that
here.
What it is? Yeah, it's echoing off.
Hey, Devondre, pump the brakes, all right? Stop blaming.
First
everybody.
Of all, it, all the credit
everyone else's fault.
For the turnaround of this show, all the credit goes to me. I did it.
There you go.
Although, I talked to
better.
The people.
After doing four shows with Chewy last week, actually three shows with Chewy last week, and then Gabe showing up on Friday and having our team back to full strength, that's not that egregious of a statement. Are we friends or not?
Yeah, I would say so.
Friends-ish?
Yeah.
Friendly?
Yeah.
Friend adjacent? I just went through our group text chain.
Yep.
There are at least five. Because I might have missed one here or there. Texts from you in the text chain since Friday.
Okay.
And not a single one mentioning your big life news.
Well, that's because the big life news happened the Friday previous.
So we're talking about more than a week?
Yeah, that's correct.
Gabe has big life news, guys. Big life news. And the fact that we found out about it this morning during our production meeting, and now it turns out it wasn't Friday ago.
Yeah.
It was Sunday, Saturday,
the previous
Friday,
Friday,
Thursday,
correct.
Wednesday, Tuesday, Monday, Sunday, Saturday, Friday ago.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. Well, because I left to go on vacation, and it just happened so suddenly, it happened quickly. I was really trying to do my best. I think you guys noticed because you were celebrating when I sent one text on like Thursday night last week.
Hey, Gabe.
I really was trying hard to just kind of unplug the best I could while I was in Vegas.
Uh-huh.
But I think we kind of discussed. I thought my wife was going to end up waiting until after I got home from Vegas. But we visited, shout out to Rescue Gang, great rescue here in Milwaukee. We visited with a dog the Friday previous, so a week ago Friday, and we went home with said dog.
A dog! Chewy, this doesn't bother you that Gabe has had a dog for more than a week and we are just finding out about it this morning?
You guys hate dogs.
I do not hate dogs.
That's...
She just hates her dog.
And... I'm coming around on him, too.
Oh, really?
How about that?
No, Dario
didn't eat anything off the counter this
Dario
week.
Dario took a picture of me petting the dog.
Gabe's always been a secret squirrel.
I know. He barely told us he got engaged.
Yeah.
Well, in fairness, I didn't tell anybody I got engaged.
So you have a dog, boy or girl?
He's a boy.
Okay. Good boy. He's a good boy.
He's a good boy. He's a very good boy.
And this morning you were going to tell us what your dog's name is, but I thought it would be more fun for us to start the show this morning. It's a Monday. You know, we're kind of easing our way into the week to try to guess the dog's name. Chew, you up for a game of 21 questions with Gabe?
Yeah, but the dog, can I tell what kind of dog it is, Gabe?
Yeah.
The dog is a boxer, so you're limited in the amount of names that you can go with. So this technically... should be very easy. If Gabe misnamed the dog, that's on him.
Are you trying to tell me you can only name a boxer?
Yes.
A boxer name? Is that what you're saying?
So if my dog's name isn't Ali, I've failed? Is that what we're trying to say?
Is it Roberto?
It is not Roberto.
That's not how we play the game, too. Okay? That's your mulligan, okay? It's 21 questions, for goodness sake.
He's getting right to the part where he just guesses names.
And they're only yes or no questions. So let's start with this. Is it a sports name/reference?
So, no, but, I mean, are there sports figures with the name? Yes, okay. But did not name it after any specific sport.
Oh, then you failed.
Okay. Is it a food reference?
No.
Okay. So we know that it's a person name. He already gave us it's a person name because there are sports people with the name.
Is there a bird at the end of it?
No, okay. I did not steal your name for my dog.
He did not name his dog Bleak Bird. Okay?
As good of a name as it is to, much like yep. Seven, I didn't want to steal it. I was going to leave it for you.
Is it a one syllable name?
No.
All right, so we got a two-syllable person name. It's got to be a boy because it's a boy dog. You're not naming your boy dog Roberta. Although it could be.
Is the dog's name a celebrity's name?
Again, like we didn't name it after a celebrity, but again, there are. But if you consider sports figures, like I can't think of any. See,
there's less celebrities than athletes with this name.
Yeah.
Does the athlete play or an athlete play basketball?
No.
Okay. Does the athlete
is it,
play
is it a
baseball?
Common
no.
Is it a common name amongst parents naming their child?
No.
I don't know if we're going to get this. Does it start with a letter in the first half of the alphabet or the back half of the alphabet? Does it start with a letter of the first half of the alphabet? L would be the middle.
First half.
Hey, that helps a little bit. Let's keep narrowing it down. Does it start with, what's the halfway point of A through L?
Around M-ish.
No.
He's so close.
Wait, do you know the alphabet? Are we going to have Chewy do the alphabet?
Which alphabet?
Does it start with A through F?
A through F.
Yes.
Yes.
All right, Chew, we're narrowing it down.
Two syllables, you said?
Two syllables.
This doesn't feel like how this game is supposed to be played.
But this is how you narrow it down. How else are we going to narrow down infinite names,
Josh? You could have just asked that to start, though. Does it start with A? Does
well, we didn't. I said sports, then I said
two
food.
Two syllables.
You're going to have to go again with the letters.
You know what? He probably named it like Barney.
Justin weighing in saying, did you name your dog Blammer?
I did not.
That is two syllables.
That would have been fantastic.
A through F.
Might have a nickname now.
Ryan from Iguanago saying, did you name your dog Ashton?
Did not. Did not name our dog Ashton.
These are not our questions, by the way.
No, these don't count against. Yes, you are just somehow cheating at this game
Chef
because that's what you do.
Saying, did you name your dog Arnold? Hey, the more questions that the loyal listeners throw in here, the... That's we have to worry about asking those questions. All right, so we are down to, it is a human name. It's two syllables, A through F. You want to narrow down the letters even further, Chew?
A, B, C, D, E, F through F?
So it's got, so pick A. So I need to do all the work here?
Yes, you do.
A out.
I don't know why this comes as a shock to you.
What are we doing here?
Chewie's trying to figure out the alphabet.
When I said midway through A through L and he said M,
I contend Gabe could give you the letter and you guys wouldn't be able to get it.
Really? It's that unique?
It's a pretty unique name.
Oh no, we're screwed.
Edgar?
It is not Edgar.
That's not bad though. Brandon saying, did you name your dog Chewy?
I did not.
Well,
no.
Buster from Bill?
No.
Chipper? From Ron and the Key?
No.
Someone wrote, never mind. Did you name your dog Never Mind?
I did not. No. No. Again, that would be in Chewie's area of the alphabet.
Is it A through C?
Yes.
Oh, A through C.
This is going to be tough.
I don't know if you're doing yourself any service narrowing down A through F through A through C.
Well, but now
just
I'm
start
not...
saying letters.
You mean names? Should I just start saying
well,
names?
Well, no, you should just be saying, does it start with A? Does it start with B? Does it start with C? Instead
Charlie.
Of, like, doing...
To be fair, I'm on Chewie's team. I'm already at a disadvantage.
Knocked off two letters there.
Is it an old school name or a new school name?
Again, it's supposed to be a yes or no question. I feel like we have gotten off the tracks here.
Is it old school?
I don't think it's necessarily old school.
All right, so Gabe has already told us that it is not necessarily a sports-related name, although there are people in the sports world that have this name. Not in the NBA, though, you said, as far
Correct.
As you know, and not in Major League Baseball, as far as you know.
Correct.
You also said that it is a two-syllable name,
mm-hmm.
and it's A, B, or C.
Mm-hmm.
So people are weighing in with guesses. Mary wants to know if it's Bailey.
It is not.
Good name, though.
No. I had a roommate with a dog named Bailey back when I lived in Madison. Bailey was a good
girl. That's a new school name, though. That's not old school. So it's got to be a new school. A new school.
Did you
name.
Say if it was new school or old school?
I mean, I guess it would be more new school because, again, I can't think of anybody old school that would have.
Yeah, named Bailey, yeah.
I'm out of guesses. Joshy, can you give us a guess since you, or a hint since you already know the name?
Yeah. It's a name that somebody who drives a truck would have.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, I'd say Rusty, but that's not a...
You're on the right path there.
Crusty. Thanks for the emphatic
no. I think the reason why he said you're on the right track, because there's a famous race car driver, Rusty Wallace. So
it's a name in that vein, in the Rusty vein.
Rusty? Okay.
I'm going to look it up.
What if I told you this person has a famous shot in a major?
Famous shot in a major?
Yes.
Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Famous golf shot in a major.
Wait,
who was the guy that choked at the British Open, Gabe?
What's that?
Who was the guy that choked in the British Open?
It's Jean Vandeveld?
Yes, that's it.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Famous shot in the
what
majors.
A great name for a dog, by the way.
Hey, Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Jean-Claude
Van Damme. Oh, who's a good boy? Jean-Claude Van Damme.
I don't know that.
It's a golfer who uses a pink driver.
Wow. Oh, Bubba?
The dog's name is Bubba.
Bubba does. Yeah, Bubba.
We've got
works.
Bubba the Boxer.
That's not bad. It's not great.
I just want you guys to know. Over the last 2 minutes, the text chain just popped off. It's like fireworks on the 4th of July all of a sudden. Grand finale.
Guess.
No. Bubba. Oh. Bubba. It's Bubba.
Bubba. Oh, okay. I get it. Bubba's a lefty in golf. Gabe's a lefty in golf.
No, it just kind of fits him. He looks like a Bubba.
And
That's not bad. I still think you had to go with an old boxer's name.
Bubba like is Marvin the name that he or... came with, right?
Yeah, so his name when we adopted him was Bubba Boo. We just dropped the Boo because, I mean, he's a rescue. So he's 2 years old. They found him in Texas. Couldn't find, like, he's so well-behaved. It's unbelievable how well-behaved he is that they couldn't find whoever the owner of this dog was down in Texas. So they just assumed that this dog was abandoned. Ended up at the rescue up here in Milwaukee, and his name was Bubba Boo. So we just decided to drop the Boo because that seemed to be... a little too much,
Tyler,
and just kept with Bubba because he's kind of already used to it.
Tyler weighing in saying, boxers are the best dog breed, most compassionate, kid-friendly dogs. I've had 3 boxers, Bella, Opal, and Stella. My guess was Arnold. So again, people were playing along with us at home. I do like that AB from Milwaukee said Cletus when you said
I love Cletus.
Cletus is in the Bubba vein.
Yes.
So
shout out to the Fox robot.
I should have just started naming names from, what was the guy from Cars? The truck.
Oh,
the
Mater?
Yeah. Yeah, but that was out right away. That was out right away.
I don't know if I've ever seen it.
I think Blammer would have been good.
Blammer would have been good. Blammer would have been fantastic. If you do get a dog, if you ever get a dog, Chewy, especially for one down in Florida, you have to name it Blammer so you're never missing the Blammer.
Yeah, but as much of a mooch as he is, he'd have made you pay royalties on his name. What do you mean you named your dog after me?
That's a good impression.
That was really good. That was fantastic. And you've never met the Blammer. She's just doing it off of all of our impressions of the Blammer. That's fantastic. So good. I can't breathe. It's like his soul took over my mind.
So that's what happens. Yeah.
Could you imagine the dog with glasses and hearing aids walking around like the Blammer with a big old belly?
You should dress up Bumps as the Blammer for Halloween.
Oh, give him big old neon shirt.
Yeah.
The boss was pretty frisky last night, I'm telling you. She was pretty frisky. Okay, bro, I'm going to throw up in my mouth now.
The those who don't know, the Blammer is Chewie's neighbor.
Yes.
Oh. Is the boss his wife?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he uses
I hope
words
so.
Like
at
frisky.
Least I hope so.
You know, she was really friendly last night.
All right, that's enough of that.
So you know what he was fishing for, right? He's fishing for Viagra.
Oh.
He thought getting my mail for a month was Viagra worthy.
I think it might be.
I mean, one? You're not going to give up one Viagra for him getting...
Oh.
All right, Chewie, you may have to be on your own here because we've got a fight alarm going off.
Are you serious right now?
That's not great. Hope somebody turns that off.
What do I do in this event?
Well, we have to take a break. We'll take a break. We'll try to come back. Oh, my God.
Maybe longer than we think.
Oh, my gosh.
We just got an evacuation order.
All right, listen. We got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewie. To be determined whether we'll be here when we come back. Are you freaking kidding me right now? Jen, Gabe, and Chewie rolls on after this.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewie.
excuse me. Hold on. Getting choked up over it. So, hold on. Give me a moment.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Want to see Giannis live and up close? How about Giannis Antetokounmpo Adetokounmpo sitting down for an intimate conversation? Thanalysis Live is coming on Friday. Get your tickets now to see Thanalysis live at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, where Thanasis is joined by his brother, none other than the Greek Freak. They'll talk hoops, life, and more, and will be joined by several other special guests. TALiveShow.com is where you get tickets. That's TALiveShow.com. Join Thanasis and Giannis Friday night for Thanalysis Live.
Cause only you can save me now.
Good news is the fire alarm has gone off. Went off pretty quickly, too, during that break, because Gabe and I were wondering, like, do we leave? Do we call in? Does Chewie drive the show? Like, what are we going to, how's it going to work here? What are we going to do? But thankfully, fire alarm went off, and we can move on with the show. I appreciate
we should have pretended we couldn't have done the show just to see what Chewie would have done.
Oh, we've done it before, me and Joshy. Right,
yeah, but Joshy? I mean, but Joshy would be limited because he would also have been dealing with, you know, the fire alarm going off.
Oh, so I would be flying solo?
Correct.
Yeah, we don't know what we'd do about breaks. Maybe I just sit back here in a fire suit, but...
I guess at that point, we're all allowed to leave.
Yeah.
Right? At that
point, there was like, an actual fire, yes.
Yeah. I mean, we're all dedicated to our craft. And
I've heard that fire alarm go off so many times, like I'm numb to it. Like I don't evacuate the building. Like the fire alarm has cried wolf too many times for me to believe there's an actual fire at this point.
I never evacuated the building when I was in college and the fire alarm went off.
My apartment building I lived in, I was 11th, 12th floor.
Ooh.
And it went off probably once every other week. And by the third time I was standing in the cold and it being a false alarm, I said, I'm risking it.
Yeah, but you get fined if you don't leave the building.
By who?
Well, the firemen used to come when I was at BC. We'd have a fire alarm. They'd come into your apartment and start looking around.
You just they would. Take something? What are we talking about here?
They would
can you
find
imagine
people.
The
what
fire
do you mean
department?
The fire? What they've got a citation they're giving you? What do they mean they're
yes.
fining you?
I'm pretty sure when there's a fire alarm in the building, by law, you are supposed to exit said building.
All right, put that on the poll. Put it on the poll about if you can get ticketed. Can you get ticketed for not leaving your building when the fire alarm goes off?
I this is the first I'm ever hearing of this.
Well, what do you think the fire alarm goes off for?
To let you know there's a fire so you evacuate.
Well, obviously it didn't work.
I feel like that's pretty standard understanding, by the way. I feel like my kids are 6 and 4 and they know what the fire alarm is for. So we're really good at putting that message out there early on. Let's get to the Packers because there was some news this weekend. Obviously, they introduced their free agents on Friday. It was just after our show. So a lot of conversation between those two guys. And one of the things that popped was that Josh Jacobs and Xavier McKinney both independently mentioned that they came to Green Bay in part because Jordan Love. Let's hear from Xavier McKinney, who mentioned that Jordan Love was a factor in his decision to sign with the Packers.
Big factor. Obviously, this is a competitive league, and you need an elite quarterback, you know, to be able to even have a chance. And I believe that, you know, he is an elite quarterback. Obviously, I played against him and I've watched him play. And I think he's really good, and the sky's the limit for him. And, you know, I know he's a great leader. I've heard great things about him. So it's going to be real fun just being a part of, you know, this team and, you know, being able to go to work with these guys every day. It's going to be a hungry group, I can already tell. We got a lot of young talent, and it's just going to be fun.
Okay, so Xavier McKinney, that was him. He is obviously the safety acquisition. He is actually represented by the same agent as Jordan Love. So there's a part of him that was like, okay, way to, you know, give your guy a nod, way to throw your guy a bone. You know, you have the same agent. It makes sense for you to say something like that. But Josh Jacobs said something very similar.
Really, I was telling people, man, we were scouting from when we was playing them last year. I seen him make some throws. I'm like, yeah, a lot of people can't do it. Running backwards on one foot and slinging it on a dime. That kind of got me excited when I just started thinking about him, from watching film on him. And just to see the way he throws the ball effortlessly and the, grit he plays with, you know, I'm very excited to play with him.
Your reaction, Gabe, when you heard both of the free agents mention Jordan Love independently as part of the reason why they are now Green Bay Packers?
It's nice. And it's what you're supposed to say when you join the new team, that you're excited to join whatever player. And what they said about Jordan, I think, is genuine. I, however, do not think that Jordan Love factored into their decisions whatsoever. I think it's something to say nice in retrospect. Oh, yeah, Jordan Love, love that guy. But realistically, the Packers gave both of these guys their best contracts. Like, These aren't veterans who are ring chasing, who are going, you know what, before I retire, I need to win a championship. No, both of these guys are getting their first swing, and maybe for Josh Jacobs, the only swing, because of the position he plays, at free agency. This is their one big opportunity to get a big-time contract. So I don't think they're settling for less. I think that it's nice that the Packers have a great quarterback, but ultimately the Packers paid the most, which is why they came to Green Bay.
I was more interested in to see what a jersey number goes for these days, because Josh Jacob took Sean Clifford's number.
He did.
So I want to know what that's worth. Is that a Rolex, a used Rolex, which Reggie White gave to John Yurkovich because he took his number?
A used Rolex?
Yeah. Yeah, which is so Reggie. I want a compensation. I mean, it didn't seem like Clifford the Big Red Dog had any attachment to that number, but you still got to get something out of it.
Oh, you absolutely do.
And the other thing that piqued my ears were, why would Josh Jacobs be watching Green Bay's offense before they were going to play
that
him?
Too.
That is not totally true, I believe. Am I right?
Well, maybe he was just watching.
So I'm with you. This is the nice thing to say, but at the end of the day, one got $17 million and the other one got $12 million a year.
Well, so the thing that popped for me was, of course, it seemed eerily similar to the thing that we were joking around about last week when we, you know, Aaron Rodgers did his big thing in the middle of the summer and aired all his grievances, and then he had this to say about people's attraction to Green Bay because of him.
I think we can all understand, you know, Green Bay isn't a huge vacation destination. People are coming here to play with me, to play with our team, and knowing that they can win a championship here.
Did he really say that?
That was his voice.
That was not edited. That
AI?
Was...
You think we AI'd that sucker? Just for Joshy's amusement?
He really said that? I don't remember. Well, they come here to play with me. I mean,
I'm pretty sure you've done that voice and said those exact words on this
really?
Show before.
Okay. Wow. Kind of high on himself.
First time
just
you're
a little bit.
Wow. 1 year of a break of Aaron Rodgers, and Chewy just completely forgot who the dude was.
He did. Out of sight, out of mind.
I wish I could
know,
do
because
that.
That's not true. No one wanted to come here and play with him.
I mean, he
they all thought they did,
he
but no one ever came.
Himself. He meant it packed himself with Aaron Rodgers. It's unbelievable.
I'm a little
we're
jealous, actually.
A 3-year-old conversation.
He completely forgot it occurred.
We did it last week.
We did?
Yes. We got some reaction rolling in on the ESPN Milwaukee Talk and Text line. Justin weighing in saying they were both asked if Jordan Love was a factor. They didn't bring it up by themselves. Obviously, it's awesome to hear, but again, they were asked about it. And once you're asked about it, you have no choice but to answer in the affirmative. And Dave from Aaron saying, let's not forget, both are coming from bum teams with subpar quarterbacks. So, duh, they're happy to come to the Packers. There is some truth to that, right? You think about where Josh Jacobs was and how much, you know, other than a one time I can think of for sure, the Raiders were struggle. They were on the struggle bus for most of the season, and there was inconsistency at the quarterback position, and obviously who they had was not good. So there, and then you think about the Giants and what the Giants are dealing with, and that's where Xavier McKinney was. So I think that both guys obviously looked at what the Packers are doing. And there is something to be said, guys, for even them going out and getting those guys that shows that they are in the window space. Packers are in the window now. And if these guys see all the moves that they're making, you know, Xavier McKinney sees the Josh Jacobs move. Josh Jacobs sees the Xavier McKinney move. Like, obviously, this is a team that I don't know that they're all in, right? Because we throw that phrase out there a lot saying, oh, when a team is obviously making moves to solidify their chance of winning a title, they're all in. Does it feel like they're all in to you guys?
Well, they're going to have to be all in.
They're in. They're not, for sure in. I just don't know if they're all in this year or if next
but
year
as
will
to
be
what,
all in.
What Aaron said, you know, McKinney's not in New York anymore, and Jacobs isn't in Vegas. This is Green Bay. It's not a vacation destination, but it is a football destination. You are going to live, breathe, sleep football. And it sounds like these guys are bought into it.
Does it
God, I just remember back in the day, that used to be part of the decision when deciding to go to Green Bay. Do I want to be in the cold and this and that? And all of a sudden Reggie comes and now everyone wants to come here.
That's
where we're trending to.
Well, that's a great point. You bring up Reggie Chu, who is the first really big free agent. And I remember the narrative as a kid, and because I was a kid, I kind of fell for it, of, oh, Reggie came here to play with Brett. Right? Like, somehow it got ignored that the Packers paid him the most money to come Green Bay, and that's the actual reason he came to play for the Packers.
Yeah. But did they have to overpay these? I don't think Jacobs was overpaid, but McKinney might be a little bit. Did they have to overpay him because it was Green Bay, or because he was the hottest guy out there?
Because there were other teams that were...
Yeah. I think they got into a bidding war with other teams.
The Eagles, for sure.
Yeah. Well, and that's the other thing with McKinney, like... Okay, he'd been saying the same thing about Jalen Hurts had he ended up in Philadelphia. But to answer your question, I think this is the Packers' version of being all in. Because the Packers famously want to give themselves, we want to give ourselves a bite at the apple, a lot of bites at the apple. This is their version of that. They still have flexibility with the Jacobs contract. They could get out of it after this year if it doesn't work out. They have flexibility with the Xavier McKinney deal. But both of these guys are still young enough where they fit the young core that they have. They're trying to open up as big of a window as you can. Because when you think all in, you think, oh, it's one season, you're all in, the way the Rams were when they won their Super Bowl. I don't think that's what Goody wants to do with the Packers. He wants to give them a window where they can compete for not just one, but maybe multiple championships. And this is, to me, the Packers' version of going all in because of the youth of these guys. And if it works, again, the flexibility of if it doesn't work out, we can get out of it. But if it does, we're going to be in a good spot for a while.
I think.
So are they done until after the draft?
I don't know if after the draft.
I like them done. I'm not going to lie. I like them done. Because I think you always leave a little bit in the kitty.
Mm-hmm.
Break glass in case of emergency. Fill these holes. The only thing I might want is an experienced linebacker. But I don't want to pay a lot for him.
It's not really many
bargain shopping. Always bargain shopping for these players.
It's what he's that's just what he's conditioned for in his real life. So he's just pushing it out towards the Packers.
To me, it feels like the Packers are putting the finishing touches on a rebuild. We talked about how they have six players from the 2021 roster still on the team. They are filling the gaps where they can. They still have retained dead cap. There's a decent amount of dead money with the cuts that they have made. I think they are a year away from that, like, all-in Packers style.
Yes.
Where they start extending contracts, adding void years, doing all that stuff we saw them do towards the end of Aaron Rodgers' career. Like, right now, they are just adding as much as they can. They're stocking up and seeing what are our options going to be come 2025.
See, and what I'm trying to figure out, Gabe, is you mentioned the Josh Jacobs thing and how it's just a one-year deal. And I know that we talked about the terms and how, you know, it was all kind of hidden in there of that they could walk away and whatnot. But why would they walk away? Like, what type of performance or lack thereof would you have to see from Josh Jacobs to be like, you know what, this didn't work out?
If he has more of the year that he had last year versus the one he had 2 years ago, or if there's some sort of injury, because those happen at that position where you just give yourselves out at the running back spot. And then, you know, again, I fully expect them still, despite bringing A.J. Dillon back, despite having Emmanuel Wilson, I think they're going to draft a fifth, sixth, seventh round running back.
Yeah, I would, safe money's there.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, you still bring in that one guy and just kind of giving yourself these options in case things don't work out.
Is this the but future got, of the... Go ahead, Chu.
He's got tread on his tires, let's not forget. So he 100%. might not make it to 30 because he's played a lot of snap in his first 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
4 years, right?
Yeah.
His first four, he's played a lot of snaps. So he might not make it to 30, but the nice thing is, like you said, Gabe, they have outs of this contract. So maybe he's here 3 years and like, all right, or 2 years.
Yeah.
And they develop someone they draft this year, you know?
I really like Gabe's perception of the situation of this being the Packers' version of all in. Because I don't think that they are all in. I think that, but they recognize that the window is open. And so you want to just keep like, it's like when you have a house, right? I can't flip the whole house at once, right? I can't redo the living room and the bathroom and the kitchen and da 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 da. I got to pick one at a time, one at a time. And obviously they were in a good spot coming into this year. We said they had a lot of holes to fill, but they have taken care of at least the living room, right? At least the kitchen is functional now. Maybe you attack the bathroom next, you know, but it feels like they are definitely almost to the point of being able to put that house out on the market. From the biggest plays on the court to the comments made in the locker room after, an in-depth recap of every Bucks game in just 6 minutes. No more, no less. Bucks in Six on the Bucks Plus Audio Network. If you missed any of the game or just want to relive the biggest moments, Bucks in Six provides game recaps every morning after. Hear the high-flying dunks from Giannis or the deep threes from Dame and catch the comments post-game about what happened on the court. Bucks in Six is on the Bucks Plus Audio Network. Find it now on bucks.com/plus or on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. We roll on right after this.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
His eyeball.
Wait.
Where do I get him?
I just assumed when I said wait, did you just think it was just a suggestion?
Yeah, pretty much. Typically.
On 94.5 ESPN. Whoa!
And so is your chance at proving your hoops knowledge. It's the ESPN Wisconsin Bracket Challenge presented by our friends at Cousin Subs. Fill out a bracket, earn the most points at the end of the tourney, and get a $1,000 gift card to Cousin Subs. Is this right? $1,000 gift card to Cousin Subs? That's so much Cousin Subs. Fill out your bracket at ESPN.com or the ESPN Tournament Challenge app. Just search ESPN Wisconsin and enter the password Cousins, which is all lowercase, by the way. It's the ESPN Wisconsin Bracket Challenge presented by Cousin Subs. They believe in better. Visit ESPNWisconsinContests.com for full rules and details.
So I guess the next question becomes, when talking about this, you know, Jordan Love was a big reason why I signed with Green Bay. It's not specifically Jordan Love, right? It's that he's a good quarterback, that he's a top 10 quarterback, that he's a guy that they feel like isn't going to lose them games. He's actually going to be a reason at times that they win some games. Because, Josh, you put this on the show sheet, can Goody use Jordan Love as a recruitment tool?
Yeah.
Wait, you said yeah right away. Why?
He's trending in a direction where you would expect him, and I said it a couple weeks ago, to have how many and not when, would be my guess.
The toad is back.
Well, I'm just saying, I mean, he's got...
Ready.
So he's going into his fifth year?
Yes.
I mean, he's got another 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I think that in today's NFL, in order for Jordan Love to be a recruitment tool, he's got to win an MVP. He's got to be able to win a Super Bowl. If you're looking, because again, I think the top end free agents, all the guys that we were talking about that were legally tampered with on Monday and Tuesday and signed the big deals last Wednesday, those guys are going for the highest money. Like they're going to the highest bidder. Like it's,
are they though? And hear me out. The money is absolutely a factor. We're not going to sit here and pretend it's not. But if it's a team that's rebuilding, if it's a team that's several years away still from being able to contend for a title, if it's somebody that has, you know, a busted guy under center. You're not telling me that all those factors don't play into your decision to go there?
Well, sure.
But if they had offered $5 million more to Xavier McKinney, guess where Xavier McKinney's going?
If they being the Eagles?
Well, they being anybody? The team that you just talked about, that maybe they're in the middle of a rebuild, and they might, if they offered $5 million, if they offered a significant amount of money more, that's where he was going to go.
So like the Giants, let's use the Giants as an example, because the Giants wanted to keep Xavier McKinney. Mm-hmm. If they offered top dollar, are you telling me that Xavier McKinney doesn't go, I'm willing to take less for a shot at winning this thing because the Giants are nowhere near winning this thing?
If they gave him $5 million more guaranteed, I think he's in New York. Because again, like especially at these positions, whether you're on defense, whether you're playing running back, this is your first big chance. I don't think you're doing that. Now, when you're entering that second or third contract, you've been in the league, you've had that big contract, you're making a little bit more money. Those are the ones I think that you start to entice. The
young
Odell
guys.
Beckham Juniors of the world of, okay, OBJ wants another one. Maybe he settles for less. He's made a bunch of money already in the league if he thinks he can win a championship with you.
Yeah, young guys don't look at Super Bowls earlier in their career because it's all like Dan Marino. Dan Marino goes to the Super Bowl in his first or second year, and he always said, I'll be back there again. Everyone thinks they'll get there and get back when they're young. And then they get, you know, longer into their career and like, all right, I got to pivot here. Maybe I need to take, I mean, guys that care, because don't get me wrong, not everyone cares.
But to Gabe's point earlier, Chu, about the running back position, you don't have that luxury. You don't have the luxury of going, well, not this contract, but the next contract. The next one's where I'll go to a team that's a contender. I think if you want to win a ring and be one of the, you know, like Josh Jacobs was, one of the top guys on the free agent market this year, I think you start to look at who's a contender.
Yeah, but also because of that position, you got to cash in when you can.
There's
you
a number on everything.
Yeah.
Because even my third contract, I was offered more money to go somewhere else, and I'm like, we got a pretty good thing here. Brett is young, going to be around for a while. He's my buddy. So there was a number out there that I was like, that's not enough. I'm staying here. But it's different for some guys.
Yeah, but is that a difference with, you said your third contract, too. What about your second contract? Second contract, was that more about money?
Second contract, I was told I wasn't leaving, so that really didn't. I was a free agent, but I wasn't really a free agent. I remember, like, it was yesterday. I was playing in my first Pro Bowl. It was me, Brett, Gary Reynolds, and Mike Holmgren playing golf in Hawaii. And Holmgren, probably on the 11th hole, just walks up and he goes, "You're not going anywhere. You know that." And I said, "Yes, sir, I know that." And that was it. That was it.
You're a hell of a negotiator, pal. I'll tell you what.
Yes.
Gabe says that the Packers' version of all in, this is it. Gabe says that what you're seeing right now from the Packers, the signing of Xavier McKinney, the signing of Josh Jacobs, they'll likely go out and supplement some of those other positions, is all in. Do you agree that this is the Packers' version of all in? Ryan weighing in on our ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line saying, all in is more aggressive and irresponsible of a team. Fans use this term like must win. No, it's not must win. No, the team doesn't need to be irresponsible and go all in. I disagree with Ryan. I don't think that all in is irresponsible. I think all in is recognizing that it is tough to win in this league, that you don't often get, we always talk about bites of the apple when we talk about Major League Baseball. You don't always get a bite at the apple. And when you see your team trending in a way, and also, by the way, you'll look at the landscape of the league as well and see where your team fits in the current landscape of the league. And you say, this is our shot. This season, next season, you know, again, this is all pending injuries. Obviously, if your quarterback goes out and snaps his Achilles four plays into the season, it certainly changes things, and we're not wishing that on anyone. But the point is that when the Packers look at where they are right now, I think Brian Gutekunst says, we're close. We got to make these moves. We got to go out and spend money. We got to go out and get these guys who are difference makers on the field because we know the window is open. And that, to me, is all in.
This is the start of all in. All in to me is like, all right, let's just use our last bullets here, and we're going to be cap strapped 2 years or next year, 2 years from now. It's kind of a San Francisco thing because San Francisco's starting to lose some of his players. They were all in when they went and got Christian McCaffrey. They're like, we're all in. I don't think the Packers are there.
Can
I think
you
it's
be
just
all
the start.
In with Brock Purdy as quarterback, though, Chu?
I think when you have the weapons that they have.
But all is very, like, all's a very
specific term. But
look at
what they did. Chase Young, like, they're trading future assets to get better in the active. Yeah. That, to me, is all in.
In the present, yeah.
Right, right. So, to me, yeah, that's the best they can do at the quarterback. They've tried to improve it. They ended up with Brock Purdy, and he was pretty damn good.
But that's what I'm saying. Does that keep them from being, quote, unquote, all in if they chose not to upgrade at the quarterback position?
Yeah, but I don't know I don't know how they're upgrading at this point at the quarterback position. I don't think they're getting better.
I think when they pay him, when they pay him, they're past all in. They're on the reset button.
Yeah, yeah, because then you have to do it in a completely different way, because so much of that money that you're allocating for the Chase Youngs, the Christian McCaffreys, the Brandon Ayuks, the all these guys that they have that are top guys at their position, then you've got to figure out a different way to do it, because now you're paying your quarterback. I mean, Chewy, you're talking about, okay, well, you know, we're going to be up against the cap. The Packers just typically aren't, and the only reason they were up against the cap last year is because the Albatross Aaron Rodgers contract that they signed, that they decided, okay, we got to get out from underneath this thing.
And they did it last year.
And even with this year, like, typically, I mean, most teams are going to have some dead money that you're dealing with year in and year out, and they're still dealing with some of that dead money with the Bakhtiari and the Campbell and the Aaron Jones and all those releasings, but... I mean, this is kind of what the Packers' plan has always been. They're not going to be all in, but they'll kind of push to the middle and go, hey, we like this core. Let's see if we can do something with this core over the next 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, but they're going to have to make big decisions. I mean, if these offensive players trend the way we think they're going to trend, 3 years from now, they're going to have some major decisions.
100%.
Because you're not going to be able to keep Kraft and Musgrave. You're not going to be able to keep all those receivers, and it's going to be like you're going to start losing them in 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
They have decision time with Watson after this year. What do you do with him?
It does feel like all in is one of those terms that, like, triggers people.
Oh, 100%.
There's a reaction. There's a visceral reaction that to the rebound. Term all in. Yeah. So which would you rather?
Opposite ends of the spectrum.
Yeah. So let's see. Colin weighing in saying all in seems desperate. This is the start of the Packers championship window. Meanwhile, JP says, I agree with Josh. This feels more like the back end of a slight rebuild. He even adds the word slight in there.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, can't be a full-on rebuild.
Getting some proven young guys, but 2025 would be the time to start going all in. So at least JP is recognizing that he's willing to go all in. He just would rather do it next year.
Yeah. I agree. Like, I would have no problem if they don't do anything else and just keep that cap money wherever it's at. And then sprinkle in a few more next year. And then they're all in.
Yeah, because, I just have a hard time picturing Goody going, yep, this is the year, when his predecessor, like, the Packers have always wanted to have a championship window versus a championship year.
Yes.
Gabe, what would you feel, because I don't know either, so this is me legitimately asking, what would you feel comfortable saying the Packers are all in and not having the Packers version of all in? I think it's trading draft assets for, like, proven stars.
Yeah. Yeah, when Goody starts giving up a first-round pick to bring in a vet, yeah, that's going to be, I mean...
Wait a minute, you're trying to tell me you can't be all in without giving up draft picks? I mean, because, again, Goody feels very confident in his ability to draft and
develop.
Yes,
but I'm saying, I'm not going to say that the Packers are ever all... I doubt I will ever say the Packers are all in the way, like, the Rams were all in or the Niners were all in.
Yeah, but just because they
without
broke the mold.
That.
Just because they broke the mold that season, we can't just use that as the baseline for all in. Like you said, every team's going to have a different standard for all in.
Yeah, but in terms of, like, all in on one season... Yes, when Goody starts giving up draft capital, like high draft capital
but
for a player.
Isn't it wiser to be able to exist in a space where you can be all in, quote unquote, multiple seasons?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And that's why I think this is the Packers version of it. Because they want to give themselves that championship window versus that championship season.
You got to hit your draft picks, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you don't hit your draft picks, it ain't going to work.
Absolutely.
And that's why you would have to sprinkle in. That's what Ron did when he brought in Keith Jackson, Eugene Robinson, Sean Jones. He filled holes with guys that are past prime, but could still play.
I think if you asked Brian Gutekunst in an honest moment what all in was, he'd point to the 2021 season. And I think many Packers fans would say that is not what all in is.
Yeah, because they just ran it back.
Yeah.
They didn't really make
it. Here's another one. So now we got run it back. We got rebuild. We got slight rebuild. That's like, what did we talk about when we were talking about the dress codes and it was casual? It wasn't business casual, but it was elevated. It was elevated.
Elevated business casual.
And we were like, what the hell is elevated business casual? So we've got the rebuild and we've got, what was the one that you guys just mentioned? Run it back.
Run it back.
Yeah. Run it back is another stage. Are you ready to upgrade the concrete surfaces in your floor? Let me tell you about Showtime Floors and Floor Shield. It's used by military bases, airports, and businesses. Why does that matter to you? Well, because it's also used in residential homes. Floor Shield is designed to beautify and protect your concrete surfaces. What does that mean? Well, your garage. You ever open up your garage door, look inside when your lights hit the floor and you see cracks or uneven surfaces, and you know that it's probably something you should get taken care of, but it also falls way down on the priority list? Right now is the best time to go ahead and take care of those concrete surfaces. You can enjoy a 15-year warranty against wear, and if you mention ESPN for free crack repair, you'll also get 10% off. Get more information by visiting ShowtimeFloors.com. That's ShowtimeFloors.com, and ask them about Floor Shield.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What do we do? Where do we go from here?
We've talked about insulation. We've talked about fantasy camp. And now we've talked about Burning Man. We've hit for the cycle in the first 5 minutes of the show.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Doesn't matter what age you are, low test doctor can be an issue with any guy. That's where Mentality comes in. Local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best. I use Mentality, and you can too. Look, as you get older, you get tired, groggy, just don't feel like yourself, don't have that energy to maybe attack your day. And I thought it was just because I was getting older. Turns out my testosterone levels were low, and Mentality's been able to help me with that. You go through the process, lowtusa.com, that's the website, book an appointment. Go in, talk with them. At the end, you get a blood panel done. Within a week, results are back to you. If your testosterone levels are low, then with Mentality, you can start a customized testosterone treatment plan just for you. That's what I love about it. This isn't one size fits all. This is customized to make sure that your testosterone levels are where they should be. Go to lowtusa.com. Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Learn more at lowtusa.com.
Justin weighing in on the ESPN Milwaukee Talk and Text line saying, you can't be all in to me if you refuse to use one avenue to improve the team. That is, taking a swing by using your draft picks to go out and get a big talent. Goody, to this point, will not take that chance. Right or wrong, you don't have to do it crazy, but just take a swing just once, man. And that's so Justin will always say that they are not all in unless they do that. What is the poll that we put up, Joshy, regarding all in?
Hold on here. Let me.
Yeah, I'm sneaking over as well.
I've got it right here. So I say what we're seeing now is the Packers version of all in. Do you agree?
I say. Gabe says.
Well, yeah, I wasn't going to go The Rock and start talking the third person.
Gabe Neitzel.
I kind of like it now.
Says,
now
they
put the idea
the
out
Gabe
there.
Says.
This is the
know
Packers
your
version
your
of all in. Yes, they're all in. No, still building the team. Go ahead and weigh in on that. I guess we also put, can you get fined or ticketed for not evacuating the building, not your home, when the fire alarm goes off? We'll figure out what
yeah,
people
is that
think
different
about that.
Too? If like somehow, like the if you're not evacuated and somehow a fire call happens at your house, the fire truck shows up, can you get fined for that? Or is this just like a like big building in your mind?
I think if you're the tenant inside of a building, and it might change from state to state. It might be a ticket in Massachusetts, but not in Wisconsin.
Can you imagine being a firefighter and going up to the Chimura household and then being like, sir, I have a ticket, and then seeing Chewie and being
ticket.
Like, never mind, just walking away, because that's what I would do. I'd be like, I had the, you know what? I'm at the wrong house. It's weird. I meant to be over there. See you later, large human. That's what I would do. All right, listen, I said it was a 5-pound, 10-pound day, right? We got 5 pounds of show and 10 pounds of stuff. We got to get to more of this stuff. Devondre Campbell, Justin Fields, Marquette and the Badgers. Oh, my. All that after this.